Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue. Remember, bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. I am Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. We are practicing safe distancing for the foreseeable future. So it's one more day of lockdown. How is the Dusty household doing?
We're still hanging, man. And listen, no offense here, but I've been trying to socially distance myself for years from you. But finally, these aren't the circumstances I asked for, so I'm not happy about it, but it is what it is. I just wanted to be honest with you.
That's fine, and I think you could call it a win.
Yeah, I mean, not the biggest win, but yeah, we're still hanging in there here. There's not much else you can do, right? So everybody's just trying to kind of keep a positive attitude and find some positives in it.
One of my favorite items on the internet with all the different reactions you hear from this is, you know what, our parents and grandparents were asked to go to war to protect this country. We're being asked to stay home and watch TV to do the same. So I think we can accomplish that goal.
Well, so wait a second. Are you calling me a hero, Jim?
Yes, Dusty, I am.
I am feeling pretty heroic here in my pajamas, my never-ending string of pajamas.
Hey, another victory for the Dusty. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, not everyone is listening today to hear about you and your jammies, Dusty. So what do we have on the Penn State schedule for today?
I love this time. I love a couple things. I love when Dwight Gault addresses the media because we, you know, whether you buy all the positives and all that stuff or not, he's a colorful character, and I love when Penn State updates its roster. I love seeing, we're seeing the freshmen on it. They did that yesterday. So they did that Monday. So we see the freshmen on it. We see numbers. We also see the weights and position changes, and we start to see, you know, the way that I put it, the coaching staff's intentions with players, where they want their bodies to go in order to get X, Y, and Z out of them. So we'll talk about what's new on the roster, a position change, one player not back. I also thought, you know, it's good to get into what questions we have about their 2021 recruiting class, which now just sits at two members. So we'll run down through what we think the biggest questions are there. Instead of Ask Greg, it'll be Ask Dustin. Same rules apply. We're still giving away a polo shirt. We are still going to pick a winner. We're still going to answer your Penn State football question. It's just me instead of Greg. So I apologize for that in advance. And then if this is your game, take a stand. You're going to throw out, you know, a few statements, and then I and we will take a position on it as it relates to Penn State football. So I think it's a pretty cool show. We don't often get a chance to be current on quarter number one of this show and tackle current events. But here we are. We're able to do it this time.
Yes, we can. That's fantastic. And by the way, on Take a Stand, no wishy-washy answers, no straddling the fence. That's a little bit of warning. So let's get into this roster. What caught your eye the most, Dusty?
Well, I mean, so the two biggest things, obviously Mac Hippenham are not coming back. I'm not shocked by this. You know, you look at spring football and how significant that can be in terms of reps, in terms of, you know, I think probably just team building and that kind of thing. And he's playing baseball and maybe losing some progress there. You saw him, didn't see the field very much last year. So that's not a huge surprise. Trent Gordon moving from cornerback to safety. You know, I think cornerback to safety is Penn State's most common position move. And, you know, looking at it a little bit closer, I didn't think safety depth was a huge concern, but I know that cornerback depth is a huge position of strength for Penn State. So it doesn't surprise me that one of these guys moved. Now, you know, look at, I thought maybe like a Joey Porter Jr. was a candidate to move maybe before Trent Gordon, but Trent Gordon is moving to safety, and I'm curious to see what he's going to do there.
Well, as you said, that's kind of seems to be a natural move with this Penn State team. Mentioning Hippenhammer, I don't think anybody is surprised by that. As soon as he made the announcement that he wasn't going to be at spring ball and was going to be playing baseball, I think the writing was on the wall there. All we were doing was kind of waiting for an announcement, especially when you're in a position like wide receiver, the known position where there's openings, multiple openings. And if there was ever a time to show up for spring practice, this was it, this season. And again, I know it's been canceled anyway, but just the intention to not be there, I think, told us all that we needed to know. I'm with you also, Dustin, on this is a great time of year when they release the roster. And it's not just about how much weight folks gained or how much they lost. It's you can see what the coaching staff's intent is for these players. So which of these, let's start with the weight gains. What impressed you the most? What stuck out for you?
Well, I mean, the biggest number on the list is Hakeem Beamon, who kind of continues this transition from a high school defensive end to a college defensive tackle, checking at 288 pounds now. It's not that that's complete, but now he's looking more like a defensive tackle. And, you know, I think they could use that for sure. I always thought Hakeem Beamon played like a tackle anyway in high school. So that transition in general doesn't surprise me. I think the running backs, Noah Kane, Journey Brown, both gaining weight. Noah Kane up to 223 pounds. You know, that suits his running style. And I think to have a little bit more longevity on his side and maybe work through the injury stuff, I think he needed to be up in that weight where he can run that physical style. And for Journey Brown, you know, in the 216 pound range, I'm not sure if he's going to go much further than that. But I think for him, you know, that run and the way that he ran in the Cotton Bowl was indicative, I think, of where he's going and the transformation from being a speedster to being a more complete back. And I think being a little bit heavier, I don't anticipate going from 206 to 216 is going to impact his speed and quickness. I think it's only going to help him. So I think the running backs in general, a couple young guys, and then I'll turn it over to you, but Adisa Isaac, John Dunmore, Lance Dixon, all gaining 10 plus pounds, is a huge step in the right direction for where they want to go. Dixon on the light side at 213 as a linebacker, now at 223. John Dunmore, I wanted to see him take steps towards being a realistic factor at wide receiver. Going from 179 to 191, I think, helps him in that. And then Adisa Isaac, Penn State doesn't have much of a choice but to rely on him. So to go from 241 to 256 at that big, long frame, you know, he looked really skinny last year. And I think 256 is a lot closer to where he wants to be.
Yeah, some of the folks that you mentioned, they were obvious that that had to be done based on the position. When you mention Hakeem Beamon, you're not going to play defensive tackle big time college football at 259. So that weight gain was important to play the position. Same thing, Adisa Isaac at 241 was probably too light at defensive end. So him going to 256 means something. I was also impressed with a few others, you know, some of those players that you just looked at and said, wow, you know, they're just too skinny. You know, John Dunmore was an obvious one. And the other one was Zach Kuntz, who all of a sudden, you know, 6'7", 254, he needed to put that weight on. So that makes a difference, especially at tight end. And I also took note of the running backs. Noah Kane is going to be like trying to tackle a bowling ball. He's going to be fun to watch. One other one I don't think you noted was Lance Dixon, who put on 10 more pounds to get up to 223. I think important for him playing linebacker to get to that kind of weight. So I like seeing that. The other one that I found interesting and I'd like to hear more about is Juice Scruggs. Is now listed at 297, which is up 12 pounds, which tells us I'm assuming it's good weight. I'm assuming it's from working out, which is always good news to hear. He's the one who had the serious car accident, and now to come back and put on that kind of weight, that's really nice to hear also.
Yeah, and I think you're exactly right. It's just an indication that maybe, you know, life has normalized for him and football is back on. He's worked hard in the weight room, you know, as much as anything else. Just forget about the weight for a second, just knowing that, you know, that he's getting back to normal, and that he is, if he's not 100%, he's close to 100% and working hard in the weight room. I think that's a big deal. Looking at it, by the way, guys who are downweight and what that means, you know, I'll reserve judgment at the defensive end spots, but, you know, for Shane Simmons to drop from 259 to 244, to me, that just kind of suggests, I don't think that this is a situation where they're, you know, taking him down to rebuild or anything like that. I think they're just trying to embrace what he was as a player in the first place and get him back to a point where quickness and speed and athleticism off the edge, just embracing that wholeheartedly. Shaka Toney typically drops weight around this time. I think he's down 7 pounds to 236. His weight's always worth watching, especially in the context now of him maybe being Penn State's number one defensive end. Daniel George, how about going from 220 to 210 for him? He's a big, strong kid, a big, strong athlete, but maybe the conclusion was here that he's got to be a little bit more flexible. He's got to be a little bit more quick to embrace the opportunity he has of perhaps even cracking the starting lineup. I did think that he was a little bit big. He was a little bit tight at wide receiver. We'll see what he can do, you know, maybe being a little bit quicker and embracing that side of it.
Well, I'm fascinated by, you know, also the defensive ends. Like you said, Shane Simmons and Adisa Isaac almost look like they just swapped bodies. One gained 15 pounds, the other lost 15 pounds. And they each, you know, now have the same body weight as the other did. So, again, it's interesting because what they're telling us is this is what the coaches saw and what they were looking to mold for that player, like you talked about when we started the segment.
Well, it sounds like when my wife gave me 15 pounds, I can connect. I can connect and relate to that. And then I went and I found another 15 pounds on my own. That wasn't her fault, but the first 15 was. So yeah, I see how fast time flies when you're talking about this stuff. It makes you think about football. So we'll take a quick break. Look at recruiting questions now. Think about football some more right after this.
So what's so different about new Labatt Blue Citra? Could be the bright hop aroma or the crisp, clean finish. That all come together for a new kind of refreshing. Brewed with Citra and Mosaic hops, all new Labatt Blue Citra delivers ultimate drinkability and a new way to get up and get out. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Life gets complicated. And it only gets more complicated when things change. Which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you, so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
The sports world has been put on hold, including the blue-white spring game. This is as disappointing at GoPSURV.com as it is to all of you. If you made GoPSURV reservations for the spring game, contact Mark at 800-519-8467. And for those who've entered the free RV raffle through the KSN app, GoPSURV has announced that they will offer an RV for their first regular season game. If you've already entered, your entry will go towards that raffle. We look forward to seeing you in the fall.